equality, uniqueness, and free will. 4. Free will. Will is the faculty that gives us the ability and impetus to act on our choices. It resides in our subconscious, not in our conscious mind or intellect. It enables us to express our inherent uniqueness. Free will has many definitions. The simplest is that free will is an ability to make choices that affect our lives in some way. Because of all the myriad factors that influence us, and the fact that some of our behavior can be predicted by environmental stimuli, some psychologists theorize that our sense that we are choosing is pure illusion. Some philosophers and theologians have also proposed that our sense of choosing is an illusion. In addition, some people have been able to reliably predict future events. If all events could be predicted, it would follow that everything is predetermined and we really have no choice at all. Humanity has always had a fascination, sometimes an obsession, for predicting the future. Farmers and travelers want to know weather patterns in advance. Gamblers want to know the financial future. Singles want to know their marriage partners. Some people want to know their future in the afterlife. People want to hear good news. Some want to be prepared for adversities. Some simply want to believe in pleasurable times ahead and are easily fleeced. From ancient seers to modern intelligence agencies, divination methods range from crystal balls to the top-secret yellow cube, from reading palms, cards, horoscopes, or tea leaves to remote viewing, from dream interpretation to physics. The accuracy depends more on the person using the method than on the method itself. Some people do have an ability to foresee the future, to greater or lesser extents, and with more or less accuracy. Predictions in the near future are more likely to be accurate than predictions in the far future. Some people foresee events in their own personal lives, and a few people have predicted global events with fair accuracy. A seer sees what is most likely to occur, given the present situation and trajectory. Conditions can change, and sometimes people make unexpected or unusual decisions that alter the course of events. When people see the future, by whatever means, they are seeing possible events, not certain events. Predictions are never 100% accurate, however competent the seer. The fact that some people have some ability to see the future makes one wonder whether some events, or perhaps all events, are predetermined. If the future can be seen in advance, perhaps all our decisions that feel voluntary are not really voluntary. If everything were predetermined, what would be the point of life? When people believe they have no choice, they are more likely to steal, cheat, and be depressed. If we had no choice, then we would have no responsibility and no accomplishment. Only one who chooses a course of action or causes it to be implemented is responsible and can take credit or blame. Free will sometimes means the ability to choose without being coerced. No one likes being forced, and people sometimes tout free will as a moral principle to argue against constraints. People wish for the freedom to choose without restrictions or hindrances. However, the reality on our three-dimensional planet Earth is that there are and have always been other creatures that can thwart our will, from tigers and mosquitoes to tanks and banks. People can hinder us surreptitiously or openly. Freedom to act without any restrictions does not exist in a three-dimensional world. It's a fact of life that some people are more powerful than we are, especially when in groups, and especially when a group is a government with weapons and prisons. There are many actions that we don't bother choosing because we know there's a great likelihood that we would be forcibly hindered or punished. When we've accepted such constraints and act within them, we usually don't consider this to be a lack of free will, even though it is a lack of freedom. Another sense of free will is the ability to make choices without any external influence. People think, "I'm deciding this all by myself. Nobody has influenced me or chosen for me." This is actually impossible because we are influenced all the time by countless forces, many of them unseen and many of them unconscious. Such a notion feels good, but it is a complete illusion. Yet another sense of free will is the ability to make choices not only without any opposition, but also without any unwanted consequences. I want to do whatever I want, the way I want, when I want, without anybody interfering with me in any way, and I want only the consequences that I like. Again, such a wish is a total fantasy. It's not possible. We do have choice, and we are influenced constantly by both external and internal sources. And we are constrained by other creatures and forces that are either more powerful than we are or subconscious. And we experience the natural consequences of our choices, whether we want to or not. If we didn't choose something, we're not responsible for it. However, our motives and choices are usually subconscious. People often choose without thinking or even realizing they're making a choice. We are responsible for our choices and actions, whether we think about them or not, and whether they're conscious or subconscious. In addition, we have an obligation to life itself. Our bodies are made of substance of the earth. We eat and breathe of the earth. We are under obligation to give back to the earth. We are all dependent on the labor and knowledge of millions of people who lived before us, who developed skills, created inventions, art and music, learned and passed on their knowledge. They have also contributed thought, philosophy, mathematics, research. We stand on their shoulders and have an obligation to give our gifts to humanity. We are also dependent on the labor and skills of millions of people today. Most of our food, energy for heat, cooling, and transportation, building materials, clothing, and other necessities of life come from far away, produced by people we will never know. Our health, our learning, our awareness are all founded on one another's service to well-being and society. We have a duty to contribute in our own way, too. As Sri Yukteswar said, "So long as you breathe the free air of earth, you are under obligation to render grateful service." Whether we acknowledge this obligation or not, we are tethered by it nonetheless. By means of our individual will, we do have some choice and the ability to express our uniqueness, but we are not free of an infinite variety of external influences. We are not free of influence from our own subconscious, our past experiences, or our emotions. We are not free from hindrance or constraints by other people or creatures. We are also not free of the consequences of our actions. And we are not free of the natural obligations of our existence. So, do we have free will?